You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Public.
There's evidence of a new peeve arising. This one focused on training as a countable noun.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Welcome, Ann.
Top of the morning, Rebecca.
This week, we have a question from Daniela, who apparently works in Stockholm. Daniela says, I work in the nonprofit space, and we say trainings, that is the plural of training, all the time. For example, over the last year, we did 6 security trainings in Australia. Spellcheck hates trainings, but I don't understand why. I'm now working in an office that uses British English, and it's even more looked down upon. Is this because training in this sense is a shortening of training sessions? Does this mean that according to this rule, I shouldn't say today I attended a training? I wasn't aware that this was an issue, honestly, Anne. Saying trainings doesn't sound weird to me at all.
I go to trainings all the time.
Anybody who works in an office is definitely familiar with this.
That's right. And it was not on my radar as a peeve until the last couple of weeks. And Daniela wrote to us. And within just a couple of days, I received a list of peeves from a financial software company. I was giving a talk there, and they sent me some peeves that they were hoping I would talk about. And one of them was a training, training as a countable noun. You can find concerns about training as a countable noun in the early 2000s. Questions like, what is the plural of training? Can you make it plural? And you can also find websites with statements such as, training is a non-countable noun, therefore it cannot be made plural by adding an S. But of course, if you look at actual usage, it can be made plural by adding an S. So can you say a training or trainings? Yes. Is it short for training sessions? Maybe, but maybe not, because it's old. When we get these peeves, people often think, oh, a training must be new. But no, it's old. We can find evidence of a training back to the 1500s. Looks like it starts with a military training session, but even by the late 1500s, we have examples of a training or trainings for any training session. But Rebecca, I think there's a good reason that this is suddenly on the radar. If you look in the Google Books Ngram viewer at usage over these millions of books, over the last 20 to 25 years, you see a dramatic rise in the use of trainings. So people are suddenly noticing it as they hear it and saying, that must be new and I don't like it. But my guess would be that this will stop sounding jargony for those for whom it sounds jargony. As you noted, Rebecca, some of us don't even notice it. But I thought while we were here, we should talk about other business jargon. So Rebecca, here's another one put on my radar screen by my partner, who was complaining about to progress a project. And he said, you should not be able to progress a project.
Okay, I can't say that I've heard that one, but I know exactly what they mean. And it does sound kind of strange to me, though.
You won't find this in standard dictionaries yet. Definitely sounds a little business jargony to progress this matter at a high priority. But odds are that it may feel less jargony over time. And I was thinking here about the use of grow as a transitive verb. Grow historically was intransitive. The corn grew fast. And then by the 1700s, it became transitive, but only in the sense of growing living things like growing corn. But late 20th century, we started to grow inanimate things like, I don't know, your business.
Your wealth. That's when I hear a lot.
Exactly. And when that happened, people didn't like it. This came before the usage panel of the American Heritage Dictionary. And in 1992, only 20% of the panel accepted to grow your business. By 2014, 60% accepted to grow your business. That is a peeve dying. I would guess we may see the same thing with progress as a transitive verb, as well as trainings.
All right, Anne. Well, go ahead and progress your Sunday. Thanks so much.
Progress it, I will.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of the upcoming book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday on Weekend Edition. If you can't catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.